this was a clinic for all school children, and my aunt worked there and took me down to see the doctor, and he couldn't really think what it was that was causing it. So he referred me to for physiotherapy at the Singapore General Hospital. And oh dearie me, the exercises they gave me really traumatized me. I had to climb bars, swing on bars. I felt like a blooming monkey, but made no difference. Anyway, I used to drink a lot and spend a lot of pennies. And at home, they discovered that there were ants in the around the toilet, and they couldn't understand where these ants were coming from. And so my father decided to take specimens of urine from all the grown-ups. I had my mother's mother and father living with us, and my mother's younger sister as well, because it was a four-bedroom house and we managed it all right comfortably. Servants' quarters were an extension of the house. Anyway, they all had their urine tested, all came back clear, but they never thought of taking urine specimens from my brother, sister, or myself. And so diabetes was not diagnosed at all until April 1954. I remember going to a relative's wedding, and I had a really good time, but I drank so much pop because I was that thirsty. That night, that evening, we came home after the wedding do, and I started getting ill. And late in the night, my father realized that my breathing was getting very, very labored. And so my mother was worried as well. My father felt, I can remember this very clearly, my father felt my pulse, and he told my mother, hospital. And my mother said, what about sending for the doctor? And my pop said, no, hospital. And he carried me out of the house into the car, and he just flew down the road because we were living in Newton, and it was a drive to the Singapore General Hospital. Red lights the lot, he just went flying through it. They got me, I can remember this very clearly, got me to the General Hospital. I was still conscious, but breathing with great difficulty. And they admitted me, and the last recollection is just being on the trolley, going down these corridors, and then nothing after that. Don't remember anything except coming round in the hospital bed with a drip up. And it was then that it was diagnosed I had diabetes. I was very lucky because I was admitted with pneumonia. But it was a German doctor who was married to a British squadron leader stationed out in Singapore. Because she didn't have a British qualification, Singapore government required her to do her housemanship again. And so she was on night duty that night when I was admitted. They put me up onto intravenous antibiotics and all. She couldn't understand why I was still comatose. And as a last resort, she told one of the nurses, catheterize her and test her urine. And they found out then my sugar levels were out of the window. I was ketotic as well. And that was when they started me onto insulin.